بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. انفروا خفافا وثقالا وجاهدوا بأموالكم وأنفسكم في سبيل الله، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
Verse number 41. March forth, O believers, striving for the cause of Allah in hardship and in ease, whether you are young or old, striving with your wealth and selves, because going out and striving with your wealth and yourselves is of more benefit in the life of this world and in the afterlife than sitting at home and becoming attached to your wealth and persons. If you truly know this, then be eager to obey.
لو كان عرضا قريبا وسفرا قاصدا لاتبعوك ولكن بعدت عليهم الشقة وسيحلفون بالله لو استطعنا لخرجنا معكم يهلكون أنفسهم والله يعلم إنهم لكاذبون.
Verse number 42. If the Prophet had called the hypocrites who asked for permission to stay behind to an easy reward and a journey that was not difficult, they would have followed him, but the distance he called them to cover to get to the enemy was too great for them, so they stayed behind. These hypocrites who asked for permission to stay behind would swear by Allah when the Prophet returned to them, saying that if they could have gone out to fight with them, they would have done so. They destroy themselves by exposing themselves to Allah's punishment, because they stayed behind and then swore a lie. Of course, Allah knew they were lying in what they claimed and in what they swore.
عفى الله عنك لما أذنت لهم حتى يتبين لك الذين صدقوا وتعلم الكاذبين.
Verse number 43. May Allah forgive the messenger for his decision to permit them to stay behind. Why did he do so before it became apparent to him who had real excuses and who was lying? Then he could have excused those who were telling the truth, not those who were lying.
لا يستأذنك الذين يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم والله عليم بالمتقين.
Verse number 44. It is not the characteristic of those who truly have faith in Allah and the Day of Judgment to ask the Messenger, peace be upon him, for permission to stay behind from striving for Allah's sake with their wealth and their selves. Rather, it is their characteristic to rally when they are called to fight and to strive with their wealth and their persons. Allah knows those among His servants who are mindful, who do not ask to be excused except for genuine reasons that really prevent them from going with the Messenger.
إنما يستأذنك الذين لا يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وارتابت قلوبهم فهم في ريبهم يترددون.
Verse number 45. Those who ask the Messenger, peace be upon him, for permission to stay behind from striving for the sake of Allah are the hypocrites who do not believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment, and whose hearts are full of doubt about the sacred path of Allah. In their doubt they waver, confused, and they are not guided to the truth.
ولو أرادوا الخروج لأعدوا له عدة ولكن كره الله انبعاثهم فثبطهم وقيل اقعدوا مع القاعدين.
Verse number 46. If they had been telling the truth in their claim that they wanted to go out with the messenger, peace be upon him, striving for the sake of Allah, they would have made preparations for it. But Allah did not want them to go with the Prophet and stop them from doing so. They were disgraced because they were told to stay behind with those who were ordered to stay behind, such as women, children, and the sick. Due to the fact that the believers might have been upset that the hypocrites were staying behind, Allah put their minds at ease, saying that if they had gone with them, they would have actually caused more harm than by staying behind.
لو خرجوا فيكم ما زادوكم إلا خبالا ولأوضعوا خلالكم يبغونكم الفتنة وفيكم سماعون لهم والله عليم بالظالمين.
Verse number 47. It was a blessing that these hypocrites did not go with them, because if they had gone, they would only have increased them in problems, demoralizing people and making them doubt, hurrying between their lines, spreading rumors to divide them. Some of the believers would listen to such lies, believing and repeating them, causing arguments amongst them. Allah knows the wrongdoers among the hypocrites, who try to spread conspiracies and doubts among the believers. Beneficial points. 1. A person has a duty to strive with their body and wealth whenever there is a need. 2. True worship only occurs with sincerity and following what is instructed, no matter what the situation. Those who do this are honored by Allah. 3. Fighting for the sake of Allah has a great reward, leading to one of two good things, either victory, raising the word of Allah and making the Muslims strong, or being martyred for the sake of Allah, ensuring the bliss of the afterlife and the enjoyment of being in paradise eternally. 4. False oath brings about ruin. 5. The importance of not being too hasty, and of making sure of things, taking the time to consider them, not being deceived by the way things seem, scrutinizing and checking them. 6. Those who have faith in Allah and the Last Day do not ask to be excused from striving with their wealth and their selves. 7. Preventing the hypocrites from going out with the believers was a way that Allah took care of the believers, as a mercy and kindness, so that those who would harm them did not accompany and mix with them.
لقد ابتغوا الفتنة من قبل وقلبوا لك الأمور حتى جاء الحق وظهر أمر الله وهم كارهون.
Verse number 48. These hypocrites had already tried to cause trouble by creating division amongst the believers before the Battle of Tabuk, by making things difficult for the Messenger, peace be upon him, through their schemes and plots, so that they might affect the Prophet's determination to fight. This was until the help and support of Allah arrived, and he strengthened his path and overcame his enemies, although he hated this, because they wanted what was false to overcome the truth.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ ذَلِّي وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي أَلَا فِي الْفِتْنَةِ سَقَطُوا وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ.
Verse number 49. Among the hypocrites were those who used various excuses, asking Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, to permit them to stay behind from fighting for fear of being tested by the women of the Roman enemy and hence falling into sin. But they fell into a greater sin than the one they claimed they feared, the sin of hypocrisy and staying behind. On the Day of Judgment, hell will surround the disbelievers, none of them escaping it or getting away from it.
وَإِن تُصِبْكَ مُصِيبَةٌ يَقُولُوا قَدْ أَخَذْنَا أَمْرَنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَيَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ فَرِحُونَ
Verse number 50. If the Messenger of Allah receives a blessing from Allah that pleases him, such as victory or some gains, they dislike this, and it grieves them. If a misfortune befalls him in the form of some hardships or loss in battle, these hypocrites say that they had taken precautions for themselves, making the right decision when they did not go out to fight as the believers did, which led them to being killed or captured. They, then, turn away to their people, rejoicing in their own safety.
يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ
Verse number 51. O Messenger, tell these hypocrites, nothing will afflict us except what Allah has written for us. He is our protector, the one whom we take refuge in, and we put our trust in him in all our affairs. Let the believers place their trust in him, for he is sufficient for them and the best of the guardians.
قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ أَنْ يُصِيبَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ أَنْ يُصِيبَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ أَوْ بِأَيْدِينَا فَتَرَبَّصُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُتَرَبِّصُونَ
Verse number 52. O Messenger, say to them, are you waiting for anything other than victory or martyrdom to befall us, which are both good outcomes, while we expect Allah to send down a misfortune upon you, a punishment from Allah which would destroy you, or that you are punished at our hands with either death or being captured, if Allah permits us to fight against you? Wait to see then what our outcome will be. For we are also waiting to see your outcome.
قُلْ أَنفِقُوا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا لَنْ يُتَقَبَّلَ مِنْكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ
Verse number 53. Tell them, O Messenger, spend of your wealth willingly or unwillingly, for it will not be accepted from you because of your disbelief and disloyalty to Allah.
وَمَا مَنَعَهُمْ أَن تُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ نَفَقَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَى وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ
Verse number 54. What the hypocrites spend in charity will not be accepted from them due to three matters: their disbelief in Allah and His Messenger, their reluctance and lack of interest in praying, and not spending their wealth willingly, but only unwillingly, because they do not expect to get any benefit from prayer or from what they spend. Beneficial points. 1. The hypocrites are devoted to trying to cause harm to the Muslims through scheming and spying. 2. Staying behind from striving for the sake of Allah is a great tribulation and is disloyalty to Allah and to His Messenger. 3. In the verses, the Muslims are taught not to be grievous about what afflicts them, so that they do not become weak and lose hope, and that they should accept Allah's decree from them and hope for the pleasure of their Lord, because surely Allah wants His religion to be victorious. 4. Entrusting everything to Allah after taking appropriate measures is one of the foundations of faith. 5. One of the signs of weak faith is being lazy in the performance of the prayer and in spending charity due to a lack of desire and hope for the reward these actions bring.